What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Hellfire Club. I'm your host, Chip Satterfield, joined by the newest chair on the pod, Christopher Jennifer Reiser.
Hey everyone, it's good to be here. I was promoted, brought up to the big leagues to be a permanent chair, and I can't wait to get this going.
Yeah, it's because of your winning record. I'm also joined by the fantasy self-help guru, Brian Wolf.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Another week in paradise, and we get to have Chris aboard now. So now, instead of making fun of him behind his back, he gets to be right in front of us.
He can defend all the shots that we take at him.
Yep.
And now, some news from the league. Waivers ran, and here's how it went. I spent 20 on Latavius Murray unopposed. AJ spent 10 on the Dolphins defense, beating Wolfies 2. Andrew picked up Jahan Dotson for 10. He also picked up the Jets for 4. That one, I think, was a sneaky. I like that one. Wolfie got Noah Fant for 3. He'll start him. What an idiot. Andrew got Bob Tonyan for 3. Wolfie could have bet on Bob Tonyan. I got Wandale for 2. Andrew got James for nothing and then immediately dropped him, so I almost didn't include it. After waivers ran, Wolfie picked up the Cardinals defense because we lost out on Miami. Chris picked up the Raiders, and I picked up Pat Freiermuth out of panic. What, boys, what stands out to you in the news this week?
Yeah, I'll just tell you my waiver of the week from all this garbage, honestly. I think Jahan Dotson for Andrew is probably the best pickup. He needed some wide receiver depth. Dotson's coming off injury. When he's in, he actually posts a decent number. I know that offense isn't always great, but it was slim pickings this week, and he needed some wide receivers pretty bad. So that's my waiver of the week.
I love that. So talking about that, I had Dotson at some point and have dropped him. I don't know that I believe in a Carson Wentz led offense. I would love your guys' input on that, because obviously
do you believe in a Taylor Heineke led offense, because that's who's going to be running for the next 4 weeks.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know that Dawson's actually, like, I mean, maybe he'll be Heineke's favorite target. Who knows? But like,
I mean, do you remember what Heineke did last year? Heineke was like lighting it on fire for the first 5 weeks of fantasy.
I did not remember that. Obviously, since I think
yeah,
Dotson
he was like
back.
A decently streamable quarterback last year. I don't know. I have more faith in him than Wentz.
I mean, obviously their head coach didn't though. I don't know, dude. I don't know. This reeks to me of like I would never know when to start him, and I would not pick the right weeks. Like I don't think I would see the Dotson games coming.
I mean, I don't know. He's played 4 games and has 4 touchdowns. I think he's worth a try at least.
Sure, sure. Yeah. But that is with Wentz, and he keeps his fantasy games keep getting bailed out by touchdowns. They're most of them. I think at least 2 of the 3 have come in the fourth quarter. Like, I think one was just garbage time, and another one was like they were in the game, but like it was late, and he just like fell into the end zone. I don't know, dude. I think Dotson's like an interesting play next year, and maybe later this year. But I think Andrew's gonna have to wait on him, which Andrew seems fine with that. So, I don't know.
Yeah. My interesting take on this week was AJ spending $10 on a defense, not because I was bitter, because I only spent 2 on the Dolphins defense, but like. I feel like that's a lot of fab to blow on a defense, especially this early in the season. I don't know. What do you guys think? I think Andrew's $10 spent was a lot better than AJ's $10 spent on a defense.
I mean, who do they even have coming up? Like, Miami's playing Pittsburgh this week.
Then they're at
and
Detroit.
They're at Detroit, at Chicago.
I mean, Cleveland, bye.
And then Houston, like, actually, I don't know. He might, if he can keep them on the bench, I don't know that I'd play him against Detroit. But against Pittsburgh, Chicago, maybe even Cleveland, Houston, like, I don't know. If you pair them with another defense, it's probably worth your time. get a couple weeks out of him. They did. Whoa, dude. They got 9 against Buffalo.
I do agree that 10's a bit much, but he can definitely keep him for several weeks.
Would you start him against Detroit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Detroit can score, but they can also go put up a 0, so.
I think Goff can make enough mistakes to make a defense good.
Yeah, I don't know. They're such a weird team, Detroit. Like, their defense is garbage. Their offense seems to be okay. I don't know, dude. I think he overpaid. I'm with you, but I don't know. You could play him for a couple of weeks. I don't think it's the most egregious shit. I think me paying 20 for Latavius Murray was more egregious.
That chip against no one, right? You put pay against nobody?
Yeah, against nobody. I spent 22 fab this week against nobody.
Ugh. Feels that bad. Feels
terrible. Yeah. Okay, but Latavius Murray might be the starting running back in Denver, like, if the coaching staff doesn't, like...
On a bad team.
I mean... Yeah, but on a team that I lost the starting running back.
Yeah, I guess he's your handcuff, even though you didn't get Gordon for that
reason. Yeah, he was a handcuff that I never picked up.
Huh. You even said you didn't need a handcuff.
Yeah, I don't love handcuffing.
I mean, Chip, he's...
It's cuffing season, man.
He scored less than 20 points the entire season.
Latavius Murray?
I know didn't he just get picked up recently, but he scored less than 20 points.
He's only played one game for him, bub.
No, he's definitely been in two. He played the Minnesota game.
No, he played the Minnesota game for the Saints.
Well, either way, he hasn't done much this year.
No, I know, but he got 15 touches in his first game with Denver. Like, he could just be their starting running back. Maybe he won't start this week. Melvin Gordon will get the start, but, like, I don't know, dude. Melvin Gordon has been getting less and less. He, like, had his helmet off on the sideline this week while Latavius got 15 touches. Like, I know they're a bad offense, and Russ does not seem to be figuring anything out, but I don't know, dude. I think they have an okay line. Like, I don't know. I paid up for him, so I'm hoping he pans out. But
yeah, we'll see if that pays off for you, you know.
Yeah.
Now that you're down to like 40 fab halfway through the season.
Dude, I have less than that. I think I have 20.
Oh god. Damn. Okay. Well, more power to you. Maybe make a trade with Chris and he'll give you some
feedback. Yeah, he loves including fab in trades.
I do.
For the segment this week, we're going back to Pick'ems. First, we'll review how Wolfie and I did, and then we'll get Chris in on one. So, last week, Wolfie came away with it again. 5 out of 6, yet again. I improved. I got 4 this time instead of 3. But, Wolfie, you've been predicting pretty well, bub.
You think I should start becoming like a bookie? Like, do you guys know those commercials? You hear on the radio, it's like, oh, like this week on a pre-recorded line, I have all the answers you need for this Thursday night game.
What?
No. That's going to be me.
Oh. That sounds nice. Can you make money that way?
Someone obviously does, because I hear him all the time on the local sports radio station around here.
Man. Chris, you listen to the radio?
Not a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever called into one of these lines, Chris?
Never.
I'm halfway curious to do it one time, just to see what it's like.
Yeah. I mean, you could put, like, whatever the lowest bet is on whatever the guy says, see how he does.
Yeah. But...
I mean, sports betting is going to be illegal, or it's going to be legal in Ohio coming up.
Yeah. Should be pretty soon here. Tell Laura she needs to advance that quicker.
Yeah, I ask her about it. She updates me periodically.
Okay, well, that's good. At least someone's doing it.
Yeah, she told me months ago that I wasn't coming until next year.
But, yeah, until then, I'm just going to end up being a good bettor without any actual money being exchanged. Just credit points. That's what it is.
Sure, prop sure. Points.
Respect.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it gets you the goodwill of the people.
Not exactly. That you don't already have it, but... Let's them know I can be trusted.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into this week's. So in the first matchup, we got me versus Tim. I'll jump in on this one and following the guru's advice, and we have bet on myself. I think my only possible downfall is the Cardinals running backs may screw me, because they both seem questionable. So who knows which one will play? Which one should I choose? I'm panicking. Don't worry about it. But Tim has a bunch of buys, so I should be able to, even if he scrapes a team together, I should be able to win.
Yeah, I got you picked on this one too. Tim's team is just depleted beyond all doubt, and I don't think his bench has many good ways to fill those gaps. So yeah, you get the nod this week.
Yeah, going 3-for-3. I'm also going Tim. He's got four players that are either out or on bye. I kind of think he might just have to eat this week and, you know, have a lot of his players for the rest of the season. But if Chip does blow this one, he should retire from fantasy football forever, and we'll never let him live it down.
All right. Well, if I do, I don't know who's going to produce the pod.
Yeah, he can't leave, actually. It's contractual.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to finish out the season at the very least.
Real quick, since you guys started 2 weeks ahead, are we just going to do it based on, like, percentage points at the end of the season?
Oh, are you making it a competition?
Well, like, I don't know how else we would do it.
I've just been keeping track of, like, I don't know, Wolfie's won twice, and he's been pretty accurate. We could do an accuracy thing. Your numbers will be more fluctuating than ours since we have 2 weeks already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we could do it that way.
Yeah, that'll work.
I could start keeping track.
We'll scale it.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that that's established, moving on to the next matchup, we got Justin versus Chris. Chris, you want to tell us who your pick for this one is?
Yeah, I'm not proud. I'm really not proud of this. I really want to go with myself, but I just can't. I just can't face myself in the mirror right now. My team is not.
Oh my God, Chris.
Listen. I will say, somehow, I've still scored the third most points in this league, which is unreal because my team's been bad the last couple weeks. But Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson are both on byes. Those are my two best players. I can't pick myself. I'm probably going to aim for the loser bracket this year. So I'm going with Justin.
Oof.
It's a sad day when you have to bet against yourself. But
yeah, it really is.
I'm also in agreement with you. I think Justin gets it. I know he's 1-5, but you're only 2-4. And I don't think your team has much of a chance this week.
Yeah, rounding it out, we have no differences because I also will take Justin because your team is low-key bad, even with Josh Allen and Justin Jefferson.
High-key bad.
I mean, yeah, high-key bad. Moving on to Brandon versus Ethan. I'll jump in this one first, but Wolfie, you did. Wolfie, why don't you take this one?
Sure, I'll start us off. I think Brandon comes in with a win this week. Unfortunately, after Ethan got a nice win for himself last week, Dalvin Cook and AJ Brown are gone to the bye week, and that's the bulk of Ethan's scoring. So I don't think he has enough to get over the hump this week.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree with you. That kind of sucks for betting stuff, but I'm with you. I think Brandon takes this one.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a little bit of a theme with this week's picks in that I almost feel like every match or most matchups, there's a team that's been decimated by byes, and the other team just has, like, no one on byes. So it's kind of a weird week where a lot of matchups are like that. I'm also going to agree with my two co-hosts. I just think it's pretty straightforward for that one.
Hopefully we get spicy picks soon. Moving on to the next match, Andrew versus Allie. Looking at the doc, I have the contrarian opinion, so I'll start first.
Sure.
Andrew, I think, picks up a streaming quarterback and If Green Bay figures their offense out, I think Andrew wins. He has both Tonyan and Dobbs, so I think he's a little dependent on Green Bay. But, betting against Aaron Rodgers in history, not great. So, I don't know. I think he could walk away with this one, although Allie's team is a fucking problem. So,
yeah, I don't know. I'm in a disagreement, like you said. I think Allie unfortunately gets one this week. I say unfortunately because she's also tied with me at 5-1. But Andrew's star quarterback is out, and he has to stream while also being projected down 30. That's a tough place to be. I don't know if he can overcome it this week. I agree with you that his team's going to be just vicious later, but this isn't the week where it starts.
Yeah, I'll agree with Wolfie. I do think Allie's going to win barely, though. I know the projection's low because Andrew needs to put a new QB in. I will say, though, if he gets a decent QB and Jonathan Taylor is back to form this week, he's supposed to be healthy and play. If he just decides to come back with the Ventions, do not be surprised if we see an upset here. I'm going to pick Allie, but I think it's close.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I think Andrew's team is going to be... I mean, Allie's team is already a menace. I think Andrew's team is going to be a menace. Moving on to the next matchup. We got AJ versus Mitch. I hate to say it, but I think that Mr. AFK is going to go ahead and take that dub again.
I hate it. But I disagree with you. I'm going with AJ this week. Now, I know he's not really projected very well at all, but he's also got the defensive sub in there. And I think he's got some good players that have some pop-off potential. And my team has shown that Mitch's team isn't infallible, so if a few of Mitch's players don't show up, I think AJ just might get it done this week, which would be great for everyone. Kind of bring down that league average a little bit.
Not so fast, Wolfie. It's Kooks is a motherfucker, and nobody should like him, and everyone should hope he loses. But with that said, he's going to win. He's an auto-drafting piece of garbage, but I still think he's going to win.
Strong words.
Strong words. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you're showing off for your first episode. Just throwing an AMF around and stuff. Anyway, moving on to the next match. We got Wolfie versus Tony. This one was a real coin flip for me. You both need to work on your flex options. This is a two flex league. Get better players. That being said, I'll go with the guru on this one. I've learned my lesson on betting against you. Somehow you're 5-1. I will take Wolfie in this one.
And you guys got to say this with me. You got to bet on yourself. I'm doing it this week. Yeah, it's not a strong showing at 99, but it's a showing nonetheless.
Sorry, Wolfie. I'm actually going to go with Tony on this one.
What?
Yeah, a bit of an upset on this one. I think Tony's got to pick up a new QB. He's a drop fields completely. There is a as of 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, October 19th. There's a dual threat QB that's on the market that he can pick up. I won't say who. But he needs to get rid of Fields and pick that guy up. I will say, besides that, the X factor in this matchup, it's actually a player that's not in this game for either team. DeAndre Swift's health may determine if Jamal Williams gets a big number. Jamal Williams is Swift's backup. Swift was out before their bye week for a couple weeks, and Williams put up some big numbers. If Tony puts in Jamal and he ends up going off, I think that could be enough, and I think Tony actually wins.
Okay, I love it. But looking at the quarterbacks on the waiver wire, is it Zappy? Is that who you think the dual threat
no,
is?
No, it's not Zappy.
Ryan Tannehill.
I don't want to. I think he should find out. There's one QB that's definitely available that has put up some numbers this year.
It's put up some numbers this week. Well, now I'm just gonna go ahead and sort by stats for the season.
Marcus Mariota.
Yep, he got it.
I mean, he's had
one game.
He's had one game.
He's a 13th overall ranked QB. He's had some good. If he needs a QB for a week, that is not a bad option.
He's a 13th ranked QB, but his finishes are like in the teens. I mean, when I started him week four, he got less than 4 points.
Yeah, I that was his worst week.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Obviously, but I don't know, bud. I think Mariota's bad. I think there's no good quarterbacks on the waiver wire.
You think you should keep Justin Fields?
Yes.
No.
On the off chance that he just runs one in on his own?
Actually,
you think Fields is better than Mariota? Mariota has 3 rushing touchdowns already.
Actually, might go with Daniel Jones. I know I just streamed him.
Get out of here.
Gonna play him again?
Get out of here.
Against Jacksonville's defense? Yeah, I might.
Yeah, Jacksonville's defense kind of did me dirty last week. Against a decrepit Colts.
They got absolutely punished by Matt Ryan and co. I mean, that's another one on the waiver wire. You could start Matty Ice. And knowing Tony, he loves him a good Colt. Matt Ryan was quarterback 2 on the week last week.
Was he really?
Yeah, he blew up. 27 points.
Nah, he's too old. He's old.
I mean, he's not dual threat. I'll give you that. But, dude, I love the attempts that they give in his stat line because they're all, like, one attempt for 1 yard. Like, 2 attempts for -4 yards. Bro, that's just a sack. Why are you doing that to him?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Just to add insult to injury, I guess.
Yeah, it's funny. He got sacked 6 times week 5 at Denver.
Like that the sucks. Bengals offensive line.
Yeah, no kidding. He didn't get sacked once last week. They kept him upright and he put up 27. That's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, he's an old man. He can't be falling.
Can't be falling. Dude, have you ever heard him just like yell at the refs during the game?
No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh my god, he bitches so bad. Like, just constantly, like, why isn't that a flyer? Like, just constant chirping. Like, I would not want to be a ref in Matt Ryan's games.
The refs are bad.
The refs are bad, but that's, I mean, I'd be bad too if I had to listen to Matt Ryan complain about shit for several hours.
Have you guys stopped recording yet? Are you keeping this in?
No, I'm still recording.
Oh, all right.
What do you think? What do you think? I mean, I make the editing decisions and my word is final, but what do you guys think? Any of that worth anything? Oh, 15 minutes now. We got to cut that down. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Yeah, absolutely. My words this week are don't tilt. Now, easier said than done, but don't tilt, and especially don't tilt trade or tilt drop people. It's a very easy tendency to get into when you're in the doldrums, but you just can't do it. You got to hold out. Just because a person who's statistically good has one bad week doesn't mean you should just drop them or immediately try to trade them, or their whole team for that matter. Just hold on to them. Things will probably turn back around for you.
I feel like this one's maybe a little targeted at our new co-host.
Mm.
Was he the one who wanted to trade his whole team? I hadn't noticed.
All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Chris, say goodbye.
Hope everyone enjoyed it. Talk to you next week. See you.